KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies and 50 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 66. The showers have moved off to the central Iowa corridor now. We picked up 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. Messina reports 17 one-hundredths. And we look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Fire Department and Medevac were called to the Midtown Apartments at around 5:47 a.m. today for a report of smoke from an unknown origin in building number one. An initial investigation determined someone set off a fire extinguisher and there was no smoke. The incident remains under investigation. Red Oak police report the arrest at around 1 o'clock this morning of 54-year-old Bradley Dean Gary of Red Oak. Authorities say Gary was taken into custody in the 2400 block of North Broadway. He was placed under arrest on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for OWI second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor, and transported to the Montgomery County Jail where bond was set at $2,000. Officials with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Major Crimes Unit said late Friday that they are continuing to investigate an officer-involved shooting that took place late Thursday night in Stewart. Authorities say once the investigation is complete, the DCI will provide the Adair County Attorney's Office with all reports, evidence, and body camera video collected as part of the investigation, and that process, they said, may take several weeks to complete. They also released more information concerning the shooting investigation. Authorities said that around 10:40 p.m. Thursday, Guthrie County Deputies Kent Grease, Stephen Henry, and Jim Mink, along with Stewart Police Officer Tyler DeFrancisco, attempted to serve an arrest warrant on 52-year-old Randall Comley at 615 Southwest 7th Street, Apartment Number 1 in Stewart. Law enforcement officers were attempting to arrest Comley on outstanding felony warrants. They knocked on the apartment door and were met by an adult male who was not Comley. Officers then entered the apartment, and while searching for Comley, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned fire. In the exchange of gunfire, Deputies Henry and Mink sustained non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Officer DeFrancisco suffered a gunpowder burn to his face. Comley sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound as well. All of those injured were transported to Des Moines hospitals. Deputies Henry and Mink were in good condition. Also inside the apartment at the time of the shooting were two adult females, neither of whom were injured. All in all, more than 50 police officers, deputies, and troopers responded to the report of shots fired. Arriving officers were able to secure the area, evacuate neighbors, negotiate a peaceful ending to the incident, and then take Comley into custody. He's currently in law enforcement custody at a Des Moines hospital on the outstanding warrants. No criminal charges have been filed related to the shooting at this time. Deputy Grease is a 13-year veteran of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Henry is a 7-year veteran of the office. And Deputy Mink is a 5-year veteran of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, while Stewart Police Officer Tyler DeFrancisco has 1 year of service with the Stewart PD. Police in Glenwood yesterday were asking for your help in locating a Glenwood woman who has been missing since Thursday. Authorities have circulated a picture of Brooklyn Hanley, which you can see under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Hanley was last seen wearing black leggings and a hoodie, but authorities say she's probably already changed clothes. If you have seen her or know where she is, call the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-4844. Red Oak police arrested a woman from Stanton at around 9:10 a.m. on Friday. Authorities say 39-year-old DeLynn Anissa Bartlett was taken into custody in the 900 block of Inman Drive for providing alcohol to a person or persons underage. The alcohol had been purchased October 5th and supplied to the underage persons or persons just after midnight on October 6th. Bartlett was being held in Montgomery County Jail Friday on a $1,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said Friday a call about a possible burglary in Oakland Thursday night resulted in an arrest. 30-year-old Scott David Wilson of Oakland was taken into custody for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And an investigation into a pickup truck parked in the intersection of West Kanesville Boulevard and North 2nd Street in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest Thursday night of 21-year-old Trevor Kenneth Henderson of Council Bluffs. Henderson was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa Insurance Division has issued a cease and desist order against the owner of funeral homes in Emmitsburg and Grettinger. Division spokesman Chance McElhaney said the order involves pre-sales.
The Iowa Insurance Division has ordered Andrew Joyce, Joyce Funeral Home and Joyce Lesh Funeral Home to cease and desist acting as a pre-need seller or a sales agent.
McElhaney says Joyce has used deceptive and fraudulent activities in handling the sales.
You have to place the funds in trust as required by Iowa law. Some of those funds have been commingled with personal and unrelated expenses. you can't sell these things without a license, and that was found to have happened. And, you know, there's other violations here.
McElhaney says they're seeking help in determining how many people are involved.
The Iowa Insurance Division is looking for folks that may have purchased or otherwise have worked with Andrew Joyce, Joyce Funeral Home, Joyce Alesh Funeral Home, and may believe that they have pre-need funeral arrangements. We want to make sure that folks that may have done business that were aware of it.
This latest action follows a recent request for receivership to try and protect the funds that are held in trust by the funeral homes. Well, Iowa has a unique position in the history of railroads, and Dr. Rudolph Daniels will explain more at his program called Trains Across Iowa, 2 p.m. tomorrow at the American Legion Building in Atlantic on 201 Poplar Street. Rudy Daniels knows trains. He's written articles and 5 books, has been a consultant on TV productions and documentaries, and he created the education section website portion for the Federal Railroad Administration for the nation's schools. Daniels has spoken internationally on a variety of topics that specialize in railroad history. He'll appear in an antique conductor's uniform tomorrow to present Trains Across Iowa. Iowa was important in the construction of the first transcontinental railroad and contributed to railroad safety. Daniels will also describe the famous streamliners that crossed Iowa over the course of time. The program is sponsored by the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE, and supported by the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission. Funding for speakers is provided by Humanities Iowa, a private nonprofit state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. There's no fee to attend, and everyone is welcome. The meeting space is handicapped accessible, and refreshments will be offered. Also, the Military Museum, Library, and Atlantic History Center will be open at the Atlantic Armory for public viewing. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Ray Sorensen, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ray Sorensen will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Frida Boyk, age 89, of Texas, died September 29th. Memorial services for Frida Boyk will be held today at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died October 6th. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Booman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died October 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be today at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Rick Lee Sorensen, age 65, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Rick Sorensen will be cremated. A visitation with his family will be held today from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Kevin Namani, age 63, of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kevin Namani will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Cumberland United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Darlene Dodge, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Darlene Dodge will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Crum, age 57, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for David Crum will be held this Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Sharon Sorrells, age 74, of Walnut, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Sharon Sorrells will be held tomorrow, or rather on Tuesday, that is, at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for John Mulgard will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ted Nielsen, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Ted Nielsen will be next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.